The following audio is from Hope Hill Church. To learn more about Hope Hill Church, please visit hopehillchurch.org.
2,000 years ago, Jesus rode into the town of Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. The people there gathered around, waving palm branches as they were welcoming a king. They were standing there before Jesus, and as he entered the town, they were hoping and praying that they were seeing the coming of a king. Someone who would set them free from Roman rule, someone who would set them free from taxation and all the laws that the Romans brought. Jesus was coming to set them free, but not in the way that they desired. He was coming that week to set them free by dying on a cross in their place, to set us free from the bondage of sin and shame in our life. And that's what we're celebrating today, the coming of our Savior who came for one reason, to die for you and to die for me. As he rides in this last week of his life, he is riding in to take his rightful throne, his place on that cross for our sin, for our shame. And today, as we take a time to reflect on that, my hope is that the Holy Spirit will come in and move and touch your heart and help you to see the depth of this last week of Jesus' life. Let me pray and lead us. God, I just ask that our hearts are open now. As we come to celebrate you and all that you did in coming to take our place on the cross, let us realize, God, that it is our shame and our sin that you bore upon yourself, you who never sinned became sin in our place. God, and we thank you for that. But God, I pray that you also help us to be broken because of that, broken to receive your forgiveness, your healing, so that we can go on and live on mission for you. Thank you for bringing us here today to worship you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at the table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him, one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered to him, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all the disciples said the same. I want us to remember, in light of these scriptures, what the Lord did for us, and to remember that we are invited to come to his table. if we have a personal relationship with Jesus, if we have repented of our own sins, we need to come just to remember and celebrate that the Lord didn't leave us on our own. We were not left alone. He came and took our place. So let us come, remember His love, remember His passion, remember His grace. Let us enjoy this moment for His glory.
They went to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and Jesus said, "Sit here while I go and pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he became deeply troubled and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little further and fell to the ground. He prayed that if it were possible, the awful hour awaiting him might pass him by. He cried out, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Please, take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he returned and found the disciples asleep. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus left them again and prayed the same prayer as before. When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open, and they didn't know what to say. When he returned to them the third time, he said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But no, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here." And immediately, even as Jesus said this, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived with a crowd of men armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders. The traitor, Judas, had given them a prearranged signal. "You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss. Then you can take him away under guard." As soon as they arrived, Judas walked up to Jesus. "Rabbi," he exclaimed, and gave him the kiss. And the others grabbed Jesus and arrested him.
Then Jesus was brought before Pilate. And those gathered began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation, forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." So Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "You have said so." Then Pilate said to the chief priest and the crowds, "I found no guilt in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout Judea, from Galilee even to this place." Pilate then said to them, "You brought me this man who was misleading his people. And after examining before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of the charges you bring against him. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will punish him, and then I'll release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man! Release to us Barabbas." A man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, wanting to release Jesus, but they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving of death. I will punish him, and then I will release him."
But they were urgent,
demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to them. Two others were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the others rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last.
Please join us in a time of silent prayer and reflection. As you pray, remember Christ's death and why he had to die. Remember that even though we were not physically there at the crucifixion, our sin was. The God Almighty stepped down, blameless, pure, innocent, and took the punishment that we deserve. We suffer from this sickness of sin. All humanity suffers from it. And there was nothing we could do. It took the blood of our Savior to forgive us of our sins. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come to you this morning, a broken people, sinful, and grateful, Lord, so very grateful that we can be forgiven through Christ's blood. We thank you, Father, that even though we're not faithful to you all the time, you are always faithful to us. You sacrifice for us, even though you owe us nothing, Lord, and we owe you everything. I pray, Father, that as we go into Holy Week, you break our hearts for you, Lord. Break our hearts. Get rid of our pride. Let us be real with the sin that we have in our life. And let us confess it before you, Lord. We might try to hide it from everybody else. We'll even try to hide it from ourselves. But we know, Lord, that we cannot hide it from you. Break our hearts, Lord. Move in us. Work within us for your glory. We love you, Lord. And we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Bring your sins before God now, knowing that he will forgive you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God for his redemption that cleanses us completely. Thank God for how he has cleansed us from unrighteousness.
Lord Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us for our selfishness. Forgive us for our pride, for our doubt, for our lust, for our anger, for the sickness within each of us. God, we need you. We need your forgiveness. God, it is my sins. It is our sins that nailed you to the cross. Lord Jesus, break us. In a way that only you can, we pray that your blood, as it's been shed, would come into our life and heal us from this bondage, from this disease, from this brokenness, from these sins that so easily entangle. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming for one purpose: to take our sins upon yourself, to offer yourselves in our place. Thank you. Father God, I pray for anyone who might be here this morning who has never realized the depth and the power of what you did when you took our place, when you came and lived 33 years on this earth, never sinning, but taking our sin upon yourself. God, you did that so that we can live, so that we can truly be set free. God, I pray that those who may be here this morning who have never opened up their heart to receive the love and the forgiveness and the freedom that only you can bring, that their hearts would be open now, that they would call out to you, and that the Holy Spirit would come in and invade their life and make them new. If you are here this morning and you want to cry out to our Lord, our Savior, the one who put himself in our place, you can do it right here, right now. In your heart, just call out to him and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for shedding your blood to wash me white as snow. Help me now to return from my way of living life. Help me now to be made new. Help me to follow you. Father God, I pray for those who are also here who have put their trust in you, who have known you as their Savior, but still, as we walk through this world, we get tripped up. We get entangled by our own flesh, our own desires, our own temptations that pull us off the path, and we fall. So God, I pray for myself. I pray for the many here who, through nailing our sins to this cross as a symbol, confess our sins to you and ask for your forgiveness again. Help us to realize that if we truly are going to follow you, we have to die to ourselves daily. We have to pick up our own cross, and we have to follow you. So give us that strength to do so. Father God, as prayers have been lifted up this morning, we do pray that you'd help us this week remember all that you did for us, all that happened to you as this week unfolded. And help us to be broken, to be forgiven, and to be grateful. Take us from this place. And now use us to bring your light to dark places. I ask all these things in the most powerful name ever, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.